You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? You love tea, right? But have you ever thought about growing your own? And believe it or not, every cup of real tea comes from this one plant. So you probably think you need, like, a giant plantation in the tropics, right? Well, think again. All you really need is a pot on your patio. Okay, first up, let's get your patio tea plantation set up for success. So, when you're choosing a plant, go for the sinensis variety. It's way more cold tolerant. Okay, this is super important. The right pot is everything for a healthy plant. Just follow these three easy steps, and you'll have the perfect home for your tea. All right, let's dig into what might be the biggest factor getting the soil just right. Your plant needs what's called ericaceous soil. Don't worry, that just means it loves acid. You're aiming for a pH between 5.5 and 6.5. This is the secret sauce. Now, what's really cool is how this plant handles the season. If you're in a warm climate, you can plant it right in the ground, colder. A pot works great. So, what are the big winter threats? It's really just harsh winds and deep freezes. If your plant's in a pot, just bring it inside. In the ground? A simple cover works. And, get this, a layer of snow can actually act like a little igloo, protecting it. Okay, you're all set to grow. Let's quickly go over the most important stuff. Just nail these three golden rules and you'll be safe. We're set for years to come. So, are you ready to grow your very first cup? Your patio to teacup journey starts now. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, AISATSU, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, DAIDOKORO, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.